Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. This is the message from the one who is the first and the last, who was dead but is now alive. I know about your suffering and your poverty, but you are rich. These words introduce the second of the letters to the churches sent to the church in Smyrna. There was no surprise that the first letter went to Ephesus because it was definitely seen as the most influential of the cities. However, Smyrna was a close rival. It was a fine and busy commercial centre, having its own well-protected port. It had been founded long ago as a Greek colony, but in about 600 BC it had been largely destroyed by an invading army. Hundreds of years later, it was reconstructed. What was produced was a fine city, planned with broad, straight avenues and pavements. It had truly come back to life, and it was more than appropriate that they received a message from the Lord who had passed from death to life. The Lord's message was that he totally understood where they were coming from. He knew just how much they'd suffered and how grindingly poor they were. The word that's used for suffering is one that describes someone who is crushed under a heavy weight. And the word that's used here to describe poverty is not the one which describes someone who has nothing extra, but someone who has literally nothing at all. They were in a bad way. But the risen Lord assured them that he knew all about it, and he also knew that they were rich. They might not have worldly riches, but they had real wealth. They had the Holy Spirit and the blessing of faith. We are continually bombarded with images of human riches. The advertisers have a very clear idea of what it means to be rich, and it has to do with the latest technology, fast cars, grand property, expensive holidays and the like. None of these things are necessarily bad, but they've nothing to do with real wealth. The treasures which last are the ones that only the Lord can give to us. And the Christians of Smyrna needed to look beyond their suffering and poverty to see and enjoy their real wealth. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you know our situation completely and that you show us how to be really rich. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.